We just desire the Lord to help us this morning. I'm thankful to be back in Wichita with you, dear saints and friends. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the ones that have been coming to Guthrie, and we just want to extend that invitation to everyone. The last several meetings, we've enjoyed seeing those there. I was meditating on some scriptures I felt like the Lord was giving me for someone the other day, and it seemed like the Lord just inspired me. I want you to take this to Wichita. So I just want to share a few promises of God and some challenges that I believe the Lord has given us this morning. You know, I was thinking about, I was inspired to look up a bunch of scriptures on meekness the other day. And you know, the promises that the Lord gives to the meek are pretty great. I just want to just scan down over a few of those scriptures. We might read them later, I don't know, but in Psalms 37 it says, "But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." You know, there's a lot of promises this morning to the things that God has given us. He has not only called us to be meek, but with that, He has given us great and precious promises. And you know, when the Lord says that somebody's going to delight themselves in the abundance of peace, that's a great promise for us to have. And so the Lord told us that the meek will delight themselves in the abundance of peace. In Matthew 5 it says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." You know, I believe that earth that that's talking about is the promises of God. The Israelites back in the old time, the Lord had given them promises of the promised land. And so that was a little phrase that they used, that they would inherit the land. I believe that's what this is talking about today. God has given us a lot of promises this morning.
Right.
Now, I just want to encourage us today that the Lord wants us to inherit the promises that God has given to His people. The word blessed there, if you look that up, that's Matthew 5 and 5, it says supremely, I'm just reading part of it, supremely blessed. By extension, fortunate, well off, blessed, happy, or happier. In Psalms 25 and 9 it says, "The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way." And we might come back to some of these scriptures, but I just wanted to throw some promises out there that the Lord has given.
Thank the Lord.
It says in Psalm 76 and 9, "When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth," Selah. In Psalms 147 and 6, it says, "The Lord lifteth up the meek." You know, it says, "He casteth down the wicked to the ground." In Psalms 149 and 4, "For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people, He will beautify the meek with salvation." So this morning, I want us to think a little bit about there are some blessed things that God has for His people.
Yeah.
And I believe that they come through obeying His Word and letting Him produce in our lives those things that He can give us. He said He would beautify the meek with deliverance, with salvation, with the thing that God has brought to people. I want to turn to Isaiah 61 and read this scripture. We've all heard it many times. And I pray this morning that the Lord would give us something for our souls to challenge our hearts and to inspire each one of us to go on. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto" who? "The meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." I want to read to you some of the Strong's definitions of meek this morning. Sometimes I believe that people get mixed up in their minds what meekness is, and they misplace it for weakness when it's not weakness. It's not speaking of weakness at all. But it says here, mild. This is, I'm going to tell you some of these scriptures we read in Matthew 5 and 5. That word meek there means mild. That is humble. Meek. In Matthew 11 and 29, it's used again. And it says gentle, humble, or meek. In Psalms 37 and 11, it's used. And it's used more as a term of humble. It says depressed figuratively. In mind, gentle. Or circumstances, needy, especially saintly. Humble, lowly, meek, poor. In James 1:21, it says mildness. That's what the Greek word means. Mildness, that is humility or meekness. I just want to set the foundation for some things that I feel like the Lord has given me this morning to share with us. Webster's speaking of meekness because that's what those words mean. Mild of temper, soft, gentle, not easily provoked or irritated, yielding, given to forbearance under injuries. Or, number two, appropriately humble in an evangelical sense, submissive to the divine will, not proud, self-sufficient or refractory, not peevish and apt to complain of divine dispensations. And then the word humble, because that's also in these definitions. In ethics, freedom from pride and arrogance, humbleness of mind, a modest estimate of one's own worth. In theology, humility consists in lowliness of mind, a deep sense of one's own unworthiness in the sight of God, self-abasement, penitence for sin, and submission to the divine will. And so I'm thinking this morning about these qualities of being submissive to the things God allows into our life. And the way that we react to things, and how that God wants to use these things in our lives and cause us to be a blessed people. I believe the Lord wants to bless our lives. I think God wants to bless every life. These promises that we've read are not for somebody else. They're for us. These are things God wants to give us in our lives this morning. I was thinking about intemperance this morning. You know, because I want to bring this relationship between meekness and what it means in our life. We all know what temperance and intemperance means in our lives. People that are intemperate in their lives suffer a lot. You know, people get in trouble. Sometimes we spend too much. People like things, they're intemperate. They spend so much, they get in trouble. And pretty soon, they're in big trouble. And they keep on spending. And everybody else is thinking, why are you doing that? You don't have the money to pay for that. But their intemperance causes them more and more trouble in their lives. And if we're not careful, we'll fit in those categories. You know, a lack of moderation. We love to do our pet things. People like to fish. I like to fish. But you know, sometimes people are intemperate. And we can be if we don't temper ourselves. And you know, pretty soon people are buying a big boat and all of these things. Well, there's nothing wrong with a nice boat. But you know, if we can't feed our families, there's something gravely wrong with that. And so when we see the intemperances that come into our lives and how we suffer from those, we see that, Lord, help us to be tempered in our life. It produces a lot of happiness and health and good relationships with our family and with those around us just by being temperate. That is a blessing. Not only does the Lord bless that, but life blesses that. God set things up in such a way that is a blessing to us to be temperate in our life. And you know, those things are easy for us to see. But I want us to think a little bit this morning about meekness. You know, meekness, it's not always so easy to see, but it is the same way as temperance is. Yes. I saw a young fellow one time, and he was rebellious, everything but meek. And I watched him. I was coming up the road one day, and he pulled out of Sonic, and I saw him just, there was a policeman right there. I know he saw the policeman. He just hit the gas and swung his tail around, and off he went. And you know, he would get so mad because he would constantly be in trouble with the police. But you know, that spirit that he had, that attitude that he had, that lack of ability or that lack of willingness to be corrected caused him a lot of troubles. He spent nights in jail. And many things happened like that. Well, you know, I want us to think this morning, there's a lot of lesser things that can happen to us because we don't learn that meekness. I had a brother, and there was a time in his life when he was younger, and he would just speed, and he would get so mad when the police would stop him. And, you know, a little bit of humility, a little bit of humbling himself would have saved him all those tickets and all that trouble. But not so, until it became so much that he couldn't bear it anymore. And it cost him so much, he finally humbled to that. You know, I want to challenge us this morning. I believe the Lord would like to teach us some things in our lives without us having to break under the weight of the problems that's caused by it. I was thinking, you know, God wants to speak to us. I believe the Lord wants to build into our lives. He wants our lives to be a life that others can talk to easily. He wants our wife. Brothers, He wants our wives to be able to talk to us. I face this same challenge. Sometimes we think we're right. You know what? It's a real challenge, and sometimes we have to pray. Lord, help me to humble myself. Help me to take Your way in this. You know what? We have to do that sometimes. And I want to challenge us today. The blessings that come from allowing God to begin to work in our life, the works that He wants to work out, they're huge. The promises that we read a while ago about the meek, they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You know what? The opposite of that would be when someone is constantly at one another. Constant strife. Constant somebody standing up to somebody else. Constantly things in the home out of place. I find that this is something everywhere. All men face these things and women. You know, God wants us this morning to be able to take to conquer our bodies and our flesh and allow God to work in a way that makes our life have an abundance of peace in it. I believe the Lord wants to give us some things that are valuable and precious. There's a lot of promises the Lord has put in the Bible. He will fight our battles. He said the meek He will teach His way. You know what? It's hard to teach us if we're not meek. It's hard to teach us if we stand up in our pride. It's hard for the Lord to be able to tell us things. But you know, God don't only speak to us by His Spirit. He speaks to us through those around us. He speaks to us through the circumstances that He allows us into. And if we don't humble ourselves to the divine will, Lord, You have allowed me to be in this place.
Yes.
And now help me to have a right spirit. You know what? If we will do that, He will teach us His way. The Lord will begin to teach us His way. Because we don't know the way on our own. I don't know how you feel about yourself, but I want to tell you, I know I don't know the way unless the Lord tells me the way. Unless He helps me. You know, I was thinking about some instances. I was over at a friend's house one time, and this parrot was a talking parrot. And so we were all talking and carrying on and laughing, and this parrot started cackling, like kind of laughing in a, and I was like, "What's he doing?" Well, the other said, "He's mimicking you." I never knew I did that. And you know, I realized something right there. When I laugh, I sound like it. You know, this morning, there's a lot of things about ourselves that we don't realize. There's a lot of things that we don't know unless we hear somebody tell us. We actually hear them with our heart and listen to them. You know, when we're meek, we'll hear. And God will speak to us. He'll speak to us through those around us. And they'll tell us, "You laugh that way. I didn't know that." I want to tell you one other thing that woke me up to realize I don't realize everything about myself. I was talking to a man, and it wasn't a cut, it wasn't a slam, but he was just telling me, he said, "Yeah, I met your son." He said, "He just has mannerisms just like you do." He said, "He kind of hesitates before he says things." And I was like, well, I knew he did, but I didn't know I did. You know what? We have to be woke up many times to who we are by what somebody else will tell us. If we will listen to what other people tell us, we will learn. God will be able to teach us. We're saying, "It's my wife, if she would do..." You know what? God wants to heal our marriages and our homes. And I testify that God has given us a wonderful place in our home. He has healed and blessed our home. And I will tell you, saints, it comes by us humbling ourselves and becoming meek. I have a wonderful wife, but I will tell you, if you let the things of life, they'll divide you sometimes if we're not careful. I want to challenge us this morning. God wants to work in our lives and bring us an abundance of peace into our homes. He wants to bring an abundance of peace into our home and our life. God wants to do that. And it comes by the Lord teaching us, by us listening, by us hearing His voice. You know, I believe the Lord wants to do those things. It comes at a price. You know, the little things that people tell us that about our little idiosyncrasies, that's not necessarily real important. But there are many things that are real important. Yes. And so this morning, God help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us to be meek.
Yes.
You said that you would, in Isaiah we read, "The Lord hath anointed me," that's speaking of Jesus, a prophecy, "to preach good tidings unto the meek." You know, the Lord wants to tell us a lot of things about life, about our relationships. But it comes by us humbling our hearts and hearing and listening to the things that the Lord has to say to us. You know, I've been meditating a lot on this lately. In our lives, in our homes, learn to speak gentle. You know, that's part of meekness. Learn to be gentle in our homes. Learn that. We're not all that way from birth. Some of us simply have to learn that. God gives us the equipment to be able to learn that and put it into practice in our lives. But He doesn't necessarily automatically change who we are. If we're fast and quick, we're still going to be fast and quick after we're saved and sanctified. And the Lord wants to take that work that He's done in our heart, in our life, and begin to teach us to be meek, to be humble, to wait, to be gentle, to be submissive to the divine will. You know, many times we fall into things in our life. And I've seen a lot of people. And they fall into things in their life. They begin to blame everything and everybody. You know what? If we're at a place in our life that's undesirable, God's allowed us to be there. He has some things to teach us there. He has some real nuggets that are going to bless our lives from that valley that we are in. And if we reject that in our pride, in our rejection of what we think of God dealing with us, I've seen, I've dealt with some people that have reacted to the things God has allowed into their lives and gotten bitter at God over those things. Why did God allow this into my life? You know why? Sometimes I believe I could have simply told them right off, because you need that. You need that breaking in your life. You know, we have to be broken in our life. And the Lord wants to teach us. He wants to teach us. And we don't know that when we start out. So I just want to challenge us this morning. Let God work in our life. Listen and be honest. You know, these kind of things require a pretty great degree of honesty with ourselves. Because we're self-justifiers. The Bible says every way of a man is right in his own eyes. But you know what the Lord does? He goes down below that and He weighs the spirits. He weighs why we're doing what we're doing. And He gets down under there and wants to uncover that and work with us. And He does that many times if we will be meek, if we will be gentle, if we will allow others to speak to us, if we will allow God to speak to us, if we will allow God to put circumstances that are adverse in our life to speak to us, He will unearth those things. The meek, He will teach His way. And the meek will He guide in judgment. The Lord will do that. I want to read a scripture over in James 3. And I just pray the Lord to help us here this morning. In James 3 and 17, listen to what the Word of God is teaching us this morning. But the wisdom that is from above. What is wisdom? Is that not the wise way of dealing with things? Is that not God's way of doing it? I believe God has a better way than I do. I believe He does. And His way, it says, the wisdom that's from above, is first pure. It's not mixed with anger and jealousy and wrath and malice. And when it's mixed with those things, we err. When it's mixed with that impatience, we err. Yeah. And we have to learn, Lord, help me to wait. Help me to wait. The wisdom that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know, the Lord wants us to be peaceable and gentle and easy to approach. If we are easy to approach, and we have to work on ourselves, sometimes we have to stop and pray. Time out. Lord, I need You to help me to humble myself here. I don't think I'm wrong. And I don't see it like this. But I will tell you, I believe the Lord wants us to always be easy to approach. And sometimes we just, Lord, help us. That is a tall call from the Lord. That is a great command. First pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. I just want us to think this morning, when we walk in the ways of meekness and wisdom, and we're easy to be entreated, God has promised us all those blessings that come with that. This morning, if we would ask God, Lord, teach me the ways of meekness. Teach me how to be this way. I believe many of our troubles between homes, between brethren, would be greatly diminished. Greatly diminished if we would live this way more fully. This is part of the truth. This is part of God's laws. This is part of His way. I believe if we'll do that, humble ourselves. Is that weakness when we do that? Is that faltering from what we ought to do? I will tell you what I believe very strongly. We ought to be a man or a woman enough to do anything God asks us to do. When we know we ought to do something, we ought to stand up and do it. But I will tell you, many times we know we ought to humble ourselves. And that's where we get in trouble. Many times, our wives, our husbands would love to tell us the secret that we wish we knew. But we're not meek enough for the Lord to teach us the way. I will tell you, you start dealing with people a lot, and you will find out where there is fire, where there is smoke, there is fire. Where there is problems and can't get along, there's something there. And the Lord wants us to teach us what is there on our part. And I will tell you something else I found out from personal experience. Almost always, at least some of it, is on both ends. Almost always. You know, if we can accept these kind of things and allow God to begin to work with us, I believe that there are so many promises that begin to open up to us that God wants to give us. I want to read a few more scriptures. In Isaiah 29 and 19, I will tell you there is so many scriptures that give promises to the meek. It says, the meek also shall increase. 29:19. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. You know, that is a promise from God. That is a promise that holds true to us. The meek shall increase their joy in the Lord. You know, many times we just feel like if my problem would go away, I could be so much happier. God isn't looking at it like that. He doesn't want to look at it like that. Because He wants to teach us some things. And it says, the meek shall increase their joy in the Lord. I found it to be so. I want to tell you, we want tranquility in our life. We want the Lord to give us peace in our heart. Let's just let God work in our life. Let him have His way. Don't be easy to entreat. Be gentle. Be kind. Have pure motives. Be honest about things. And you know what? When we do that, there's dynamics that begin to work. And on the other end, somebody that would resist us all the way will begin to respect us so much they'll begin to listen to us. That's what happens. That's the dynamics that begin to happen as we humble ourselves and allow the meekness of the Lord to become dominant in our life and become something that God can actually use. Listen to Zephaniah 2 and 3. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought His judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. You know, the Lord sometimes brings judgment upon things, upon people, upon peoples. when they fall into things that displease God. And He works and works and works, and they will not hear. You know, He brings judgment. But He says, seek meekness. He said, it may be that you'll be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Isn't that a blessed thing that God has given us this morning? Jesus told us to follow His example. He was meek. Matthew 11 and 29. I know this morning I'll probably have more scriptures if I read them all than I've about ever had. But I just want to give us those things backed up by the Word through and through, that the Lord wants to give us meekness and He wants to bless that. He wants it to be a great blessing to us. Jesus said, come unto Me. Matthew 11 and 28. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. I don't think Jesus was weak. I don't think He was weak in any term you can put it. He stood up and did what He needed to do when He needed to do it. But He was meek. And He said, I want you to learn of Me. Come and take My yoke upon you. It's an easy yoke. And we look at it and say, the cross? An easy yoke? I don't believe Jesus was talking about the flesh. It's not always easy on the flesh. But He said, you take My yoke upon you and I'll give you rest. He said, you shall, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You know what? In the midst of our battles and troubles and trials, Jesus wants to give us something that gives us rest. He wants to give us rest in our homes. One scripture, this is another subject, but one scripture talks about children. Correct your children and they shall give you rest. They'll give you rest unto your soul. You know, there's something wonderful about rest. We heard about that a while ago. There's something wonderful about that. Well, Jesus said, if you'll take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. I'm meek. I'm lowly. I suffered the reproaches of many. But you'll find rest unto your souls. There'll be something way down in that means a lot more than whether this body's crucified or not. The Lord, He says, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light. You know what He was talking about? There's something way beyond this flesh. Something way beyond this body that the Lord wants to give us. In 1 Peter 3 and 4, another scripture. But let it be the hidden man of the heart. Now this is speaking to wives. In that which is not corruptible, even the ornament. The Lord wants us to have an ornament on. He really does. Even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. He said, I'm going to preach the gospel to the meek. The Lord said, it's of great price to have a meek and a quiet spirit. All of us ought to have a meek and a quiet spirit. Lord, teach us Your ways. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of what I wanted to say this morning. But I want to urge us this morning, Lord, teach us Your ways. Teach us how, Lord, to follow You in a way that brings those blessings into our life. Teach us, Lord, how in our homes that we become, if we win there, we win everywhere. If we win there, there isn't any place we won't win. Because that's who we are, is where we really are at home. And you know, teach us, Lord, to have meekness there. I will tell you the price I have seen. The price is huge when we allow the flesh to just have its way. We all see that, as we mentioned a while ago, in the intemperances of the flesh. We see the problems it brings people, the early death, the many troubles. Well, you know, this is the same way. We see the problems. We hear the cries of the marriages, of the homes, of the fathers with the children. You know, we won't save them all. But I will share one thing with you. If we deal with our family in a way of meekness, they have respect for us. There's one thing I've learned about people. I'll come back to that thought. There's one thing I've learned about people. They can fight. You get the old carnal man going, and he can fight. He can fight to the death. And he will, many times. But I will tell you what they can't do. You fight them with those weapons of God's warfare. Those things that the wisdom that is from above brings into life. And they can't fight that very well. It's the greatest weapon we have, folks. When our children are giving us trouble and they're testing us and they're testing the limits, as children will sometimes, teenagers. You know what? God wants us to have such a earnest, fervent, genuine love for them that we will do what needs to be done in the spirit of meekness. That we'll hear them when they say, "Dad, you shouldn't. That was, you're being rash. You're not thinking about what you're saying." You know, should we hear our children when they say that? Maybe they're telling us something we need to know. That's the truth. Maybe they're telling us something we need to know and we didn't know we were that way. That's the way it is many times. Many times God teaches the meek. He teaches us through many different ways. Oh Lord, open our eyes. Open our hearts. Lord, bring an abundance of peace into our homes. Make our marriages solid. God can do that and will. He will do that for us. But it comes at a cost. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. I'm meek and lowly. I have some things I want to teach you." That's what Jesus tells us. I have some things I want to teach you about your life. And we're thinking, "Oh, I'm right where I need to be there." And the Lord wishes so bad He could tell us otherwise. But we're not listening many times. And I'm not throwing that out as an accusation. I'm saying people in general. That's the way it is. When you start working with people real regularly, you start working with people in their troubles, you find out that many times people are not humble with one another. They're not gentle in their home. You find out there's problems. I want to tell you, God wants to heal the land. He wants to heal our hearts. He wants to give us some promises and plant an abundance of peace into our life. But it comes at a great cost. God help us today. There's plenty of other scriptures we could read. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. The Lord wants to teach us some wisdom. But first, it comes through the channel of meekness. We can't learn it until we're willing to hear. Until we're willing to hear from that one that we know is wrong. Many times that's true. Many times I listen to what they say because they teach me. They help me to understand the way I laugh. They help me to understand the way I am that I don't know, that I never even thought of. There's plenty of other scriptures with all lowliness and meekness. Paul says in Ephesians 4 and 1, printed these scriptures out, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Oh, 1 Timothy, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. In 2 Timothy, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. You know, many times the only way people can see themselves is for us to instruct them in meekness. In real meekness, we have to hear what they say as well. And God can then use us to instruct them. When people believe and they discern and they have enough respect that they see that they begin to respect you or me, you know what? They'll listen to us. A lot of times, I've heard people say, I told them the truth. They didn't tell them the truth. They didn't tell them the truth. They didn't hear a word they said. They couldn't hear it because it was cloaked in pride or it was cloaked in maliciousness. But when we tell them in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, you see what they're doing. Lord, help us to be able to minister to them in a way that they can receive the help so that it comes through the channel of meekness the same way we receive it. God, help us this morning that we will show all meekness unto all men. I believe the Lord has many great and precious promises for His people. Many more than we receive many times, God wants to give us. It comes at a cost. But the price is nothing. Sometimes I look at people and I think, if you would pay the price, you would not believe what God would give you. I believe that. Y'all pray for me. I want to live for this myself.